Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Michael Williams, retired entomologist from Mississippi State University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have the lowest percentage we've ever had of loss this year to pests, 2.06% loss. Of course, weather is always the big thing that takes away the crop. We lost less to insects this year than we've lost to any year that I've done it in the past. Number one pest is Lagus. Number two is Thrips. And then stink bug is 3. And the Heliophine complex comes in about 4. None of them are really as high as we've had in the past. They're extremely low.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the east, generally, the big problem over there can be stink bugs. Generally, in the mid-south, we see the Lagus. We'll see in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, we'll see things like cotton fleahopper and some of those. And then in the far west, we end up with Lagus again, but the Lagus hespers. This year, New Mexico lost one bale by my report, and Louisiana had the largest percentage of about 8.95% loss. But all the other states are well below that. Texas had very little loss this time from critters, so we end up with very little loss.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're beginning to get some new pests in, or at least some are being reported. We had damage, for example, from a leaf-footed bug this year. In the mid-south and in the east, the bug complex is one that they're going to continue to have to deal with. Some of the issues that we have with overspraying of some of the BT complexes, I really think that we're doing a good job of managing pests.